The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
We are back after the flu.
Back after what you had, I was fine.
Yeah, you were fine. I was god awful, so.
I thought this motherfucker's gonna die.
Well, we ain't that lucky.
I can't do this shit by myself.
I told you, once I go, then you get to do the tribute show, play Screwdriver, and we're done, so.
Is that how that works?
I think so. And then you have to upload everything.
It's just going to be Screwdriver. I'm not even going to talk.
That's all it is. 2 hours of Screwdriver. Best of. All right. Coming up on this week's show, boy, we got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the Annunciation shooting, Thomas Massey, the Scottish Joan of Arc, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, all the normal nonsense. Top 10 list this week, Mintz. Bands that have a color in their name.
Ooh.
There's a lot once you really start looking. So, all right, you ready to be over with the show?
Yeah, hurry.
All right, start with TV news. King of the Hill renewed for another season. Apparently, they've already wrapped. The episodes are done. Will release next year on Hulu. So, there you go. People seem to like the revival.
I haven't even watched it yet. Have you watched it yet?
I haven't, yeah. I've seen like a couple of clips. But yeah, I haven't watched it yet, so.
Cartoons. Tony was talking about, what was it, Common Side Effects?
Yes.
I think Mike Judge was part of that.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
I kind of wanted to watch that, but it's like King of the Hill. I don't know whether I'm going to get to or not, or just have time, or you'll sit down and actually sit and watch it.
Right.
But I've heard it's good, so both of them. So.
Yeah, so we'll see. Next thing I have here, Gordon Ramsay. You know him as the angry cook.
It's fucking raw!
Yes, that guy.
Yeah.
Announced last week that he had been diagnosed with skin cancer that he got removed. The 58-year-old put a picture of a bandage over part of his face and neck. He said, grateful and so appreciative for the incredible team at the Skin Associates and their fast, reactive work on removing this basal cell carcinoma. Thank you. Please don't forget your sunscreen this weekend. So,
it's fucking infected!
Yeah. The cell is raw. Thankfully, that's all it was. So, he'll get to stay alive and do a bunch of shows that will somehow end up on HBO Max. So there you go.
Right, right.
Vince, this next story is just for you.
Oh, yeah?
The Scrubs reboot.
Oh, fuck you.
Everyone is officially back. Zach Braff, Donald Faison, Sarah Chalk, Judy Reyes, and John C. McGinley will be back as Dr. Cox. So there you go. The whole gang's back at ABC. So I had that just for you because I know how much of a fan you were of that show. I
fucking hated that show.
That's what gave us the Fortnite emote. How dare you?
God, that fucking show was awful, man. People like that shit, though.
Yeah, they did. Hey, best thing that ever came out of Scrubs is it introduced a new generation to Men at Work and Colin Hay. So, there you go.
Zach Braff is such a fuck, though.
He's different. I'll say different. So there you go.
You do, bud.
All right. You remember when we were growing up, there was Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling cartoon?
Yes.
WWE Vault YouTube channel will begin running episodes of the cartoon series, which originally aired from 85 to 86, in batches of 4 episodes every Saturday beginning today. Episodes will air in chronological order. They will drop at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and noon Eastern. So, there you go.
That was 85?
Yeah, you get to hear Brad. I think it's Brad Garrett as Hogan. if I remember right. I know Brad Garrett was one of the voices.
No way.
You doubt me?
It was Brad Garrett.
I know.
Brad
I just
Garrett,
wasn't sure who.
Charlie Adler as Roddy Piper. Louis Arquette as Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Brother. She fed in the shower, brother.
James Avery was Junkyard Dog.
Of course he was. To get Uncle Phil to be the black guy.
Yeah.
Plus he was Shredder, so I mean, it's Uncle Phil. Yeah. A lot of talent on that show.
Holy shit.
And Brad Garrett. So the only other thing for TV news, Disney's decision on Doctor Who's future has been delayed until 2026. That comes from Bad Wolf, which is the production company behind Doctor Who. But the Doctor Who people told BBC a couple weeks ago that no matter what Disney says, Doctor Who will still be going forward. But Disney's got a lot of money invested in this, so it's up in the air. You pretty much killed it, Russell Davies. So,
yeah, good job.
We could fix it.
Let me fix it.
I hear Matt Berry's around.
Oh my god. Noel Fielding.
Craig Ferguson's around.
Fucking, oh my god, could you imagine?
Just those three. Just, yeah.
We got or, like, what is that, 2 years of each one?
Yeah.
That's six that, years of fucking,
There you go. And you don't have to write anything. Just let them go. Like, okay, you're this episode, you're fighting the Daleks. Have fun. Go.
Yeah.
The Daleks have to bake a pie for Noel. That's, yeah. In a swamp with an old Greg cameo.
Could you imagine?
Doctor Who camouflages as old Greg. Now I want this immediately.
God damn it.
Nobody
listens to us.
No, just because we know what we're talking about. All right, let's get to some movie news. Questlove has confirmed that Disney's live-action Aristocats remake that he was going to direct has been canceled. He blamed a change in leadership at Disney, said this is his third Disney president since the project was supposed to get off the ground, so... Good. Quit remaking all the good stuff.
Yeah. Fuck you, Questlove.
We have an update to Star Wars Starfighter. This is the Ryan Gosling, Mia Goth. They got a really good cast for this thing. It's a standalone movie. We know that. No, we now know that. I word's good. Set 5 years after Episode 9. So what is 9? That's the last Rey movie, right? Yes.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So it's set 5 years after the thankful end of Rey. So. And Sean Levy is directing, and I believe he did Top Gun Maverick. So.
So what's that mean? Who the fuck are they fighting now?
Good question. We don't know.
Who cares?
Well, I'm going to say this. A lot of people will disagree. Star Wars can be saved. It can be saved. It's in some dark, dark days right now, but it can be saved. Just listen to the fans. So,
pick it up from one of the fucking books.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot they could do.
Pick it up from one of the books to where Thrawn is taken over.
Yeah. Or, get this, Rey claims to be a Skywalker. Meets another woman, gets killed by that woman. That woman's name, Mara Jade. I'm just saying, there's ways to fix it.
Yeah, but you can't bring Luke back.
I wouldn't bring Luke back. Luke dead.
No. Luke get rid dead. Of that. Get rid of that Luke whole dead. Fucking storyline. Do the storyline where Luke goes back to Coruscant and opens the fucking Jedi Academy.
It was a Grogu fever dream. That's what
it was. Yeah, the last three movies were a fucking fever dream of bullshit.
Yeah.
Go back to Coruscant and start there, because that's the first book, right?
Yes.
And that's when Grand Admiral Thrawn takes over.
Yeah, New Jedi Order.
Right. Yep. Start fucking there. Get rid of the whole fucking last three movies, because they suck dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Somehow, the Emperor came back.
Yeah, clones. That's it, we'll do clones. Yeah, because we haven't done clones in Star Wars yet. tards. Vince, we got some sad news.
They're bringing back another Star Wars movie.
No, even sadder. Graham Greene passed away. You may not know the name, but he was a Canadian Indian, not Pajit, feather, not dot. This was Dances with Wolves, and my brain immediately went to Red Green Show because he did an episode of that. But he was 73, passed away on the 1st at a hospital in Toronto after a long illness. Tannis from Letterkenny did a put up a tribute post to him because she did movies and stuff with him in Canada. So, and she's Indian too. So,
First Nations.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks. No points. Surprisingly. Vince, apparently there is a video game that is, I guess it's pretty popular, Call of Duty?
No shit.
Apparently, okay, so here's the story. Paramount has now the rights. They will be making a live-action Call of Duty. The twist of this is Activision. Activision wanted the original thing. Steven Spielberg is a big fan of the game, wanted to make the movie, but wanted to have creative control because he's Steven Spielbergio, right?
Right.
Activision did not want to give that much creative control. So what? Spielberg is not making this movie. But Paramount, through Skydance, because companies own companies, BlackRock, and yeah, so we are getting it. Activision will be a creative partner on the film, is what the press release said. This is a Paramount has this as a top priority movie. So there you go. Now, what Call of Duty will they do?
So why would you look if Spielberg?
Yeah, right. One, the name itself is going to get people into this. Right. Oh, Spielberg's doing another war movie. Oh, it's based on a video game that my kid plays. Holy shit, I might want to watch this.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't want my money?
And Activision said no.
Mm-hmm.
You are fucking retarded.
Yep.
You are fucking stupid. You are the stupidest bunch of motherfuckers I've ever...
Because they didn't want to give up that much creative control for the movie.
Let fucking Spielberg do it!
And I'm like, dear Activision, let Spielberg do Call of Duty however he wants. Cash the check.
It's money!
And make my animated Crash Bandicoot Spyro the Dragon crossover movie.
How would you... Why would you... What?
I can just see... Your brain is fighting with itself, which is why I'm giggling.
I don't understand. What creative control? It was just a fucking bunch of terrorists and you shot people and nobody played it for the single player. They played it for the fucking multiplayer. Yeah. And the zombies. Would he put zombies in the fucking movie?
Nazi zombies.
What? Fucking goddamn. You fucking Activision. Is Activision French? Are they French?
No, they're not. not Ubisoft. But they're acting like it.
God damn, you guys are fucking retarded.
Yeah. So
somebody needs to fire the CEO and everybody on that fucking board. Somebody needs to walk in there and say, you're done, you're done, you're done, you're done. Fucking jump out the building.
Yep.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah. But we are getting at least a Paramount live action Call of Duty.
Nobody's going to watch that shit.
Oh, they will, because people are dumb.
Nobody's going to watch that shit.
Now, if you had Spielberg, it probably would have made more money. But we'll
see. Spielberg's going to make a fucking movie. He wants complete control over the movie.
Well, I'm not giving up control even to Spielberg. Cash the fucking check, dude. Just cash the check.
Fuck, I'm buying a boat. I'm buying a Ski-Doo. Fuck, I'm going to buy a fucking 22-year-old with big old titties.
Fuck, sir, how are you paying for all this? Spielberg money, kid.
Yeah. Make it rain. I got the guns with the fucking $100 bills in it. I just shoot it at him.
The Jew wrote me a check. How's that?
Yeah, here. Take this.
Right.
Where's all these big titty bitches at?
Where's my boat? Where's the white women's? Yeah.
Fucking shit, man.
All right. Let's move on from that before Vince has another coronary. One to the other. James Gunn has revealed the next Superman. In theaters July 9th of 2027. will be Superman Man of Tomorrow. So there you go. Okay.
I haven't watched it. It's around here
on a drive somewhere, but I,
wink.
I'm not even winking. I'll just straight up tell you. I don't care. Come get me, James Gunn. I don't care.
Come get me, big boy.
Yeah. Let's see. Legendary has inked a 3-year deal with Paramount to distribute their movies. So that's a big thing. And the first one in this joint venture will be the Street Fighter movie. But that release date has now changed. October 16th of next year will be the Street Fighter movie. We have the new log line. The movie is set in 93. Estranged Street Fighters Ryu and Ken are thrown back into combat when the mysterious Chun-Li recruits them for the next World Warrior tournament. But the battle behind this battle royale lies a deadly conspiracy that forces them to face off against each other and demons from their past. If they don't, it's game over. The cast is, of course, Noah Centineo as Ken, Andrew Koji as Ryu, some Asian chick as Chun-Li, Roman Reigns will be playing Akuma, David Dastmalchain, I can never pronounce his name right, it's Polka Dot Man from Suicide Squad, that's M. Bison, Cody Rhodes will be Guile, Andrew Schultz as Dan Hibiki, Eric Andre as Don Savage, some Indian Pajit is going to be Dhalsim. 50 Cent will be Balrog. Jason Momoa is Blanca. Orville Peck will be Vega. Olivier or Oliver, I don't know if that's a typo. Richards is Zangief. That dude is massive. That is a good casting. New Japan pro wrestling star Hiroki Goto will be E. Honda. They got some person I don't know to be Julie. Former MMA champion Alexander Volkanovski will be Joe, and Kyle Mooney as Marvin, and Mel Jarnson as Cammy. So it's going to be a lot of fighters in this thing.
Good?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be worth a shot, at least download and watch, you know? It's going to be hard to top Raul Julia as Bison. Going in knowing that, if I put that aside, I'll give it a shot. So there you go. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Vince, last thing for movie news this week. We have a new record set for a Star Wars item at auction. Did you see this?
No.
Darth Vader's lightsaber from Empire and Jedi. Screen used hero prop, right? This is the actual one used on camera. Guess how much it went for at auction?
$20 million.
No. 3.65. This set a record for any Star Wars item ever sold at auction.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
That's still ridiculous, but yeah. So somebody spent a whole lot of money for a little chunk of plastic and metal. So that James Earl Jones never touched, by the way.
Right.
David Prowse did, but yeah. All right, let's go to comic book news. DC's KO event. This is they're putting 32 heroes into an arena to fight it out and see who will be crowned King Omega, which then they will fight Darkseid. We now know the lineup of the participants. Power Girl, Superman, Lex, Supergirl, Black Lightning, Guy Gardner, Giganta, Captain Atom, Damian Wayne, Batman, Red Hood, Batwoman, Jay Garrick, Cheetah, Cyborg, Big Barda, Plastic Man, Aquaman, Harley, Lobo, Connor Hawk, Star Sapphire, Vixen, Zatanna, Metamorpho, Wonder Woman, Swamp Thing, Firestorm, King Shark, Hawkman, Demon, and it's either Starro or it's Jaro. We don't know exactly which one, so. Who's going to win? They're all one-on-one fights, Vince. Who's going to win?
Swamp Thing. He won't be. I'd love to see Lobo get it, but
I mean, if we're going by my pick, Batman's already said in the comics, out of all of these, who the strongest, most dangerous one is, and it's Plastic Man. So.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
But I don't see Plastic Man versus Darkseid selling a lot of books. So.
That'd be hilarious, though, wouldn't it?
It would be. Yeah. And Plastic Man would go over to squash. So there you go. Vince, last thing for comic book news. I have it just for you. Archie Comics is doing a lot of crossovers lately. They've done Archie versus Minor Threats, which is them against Patton Oswalt's written a bunch of C-tier supervillains. They just did Archie meets Jay and Silent Bob. But get ready, from Dynamite Comics, Vince, Archie and Army of Darkness.
That's good shit. I like that.
Ash Williams meets the gang. So there you go. That's Dynamite. We have a lot of stuff that's licensed by other people. So there you go. Your recommendations for comic books came out this week. Imperial War Planet She-Hulk. That's a one-shot. Imperial War Black Panther one-shot. Doomed 2099. This is a one-shot. This kicks off the end of the 2099 universe. Ninja Turtles Shredder issue 1, Thundercats Lost issue 5, Ninja Turtles Mutant Nation number 9, Marvel's big Imperial crossover event, the main book issue 3, and G.I. Joe issue 10. So there you go. A lot of crossover events right now. So all right, let's get to some wrestling. Brian Josie, known to WWE fans as Abraham Washington, has been released from the hospital and is now home recovering after a life-threatening medical emergency last month. Apparently, he was on life support. His girlfriend put a thing on her Instagram. Josie has been bodybuilding since he left wrestling. He was taken to an emergency room with severe stomach pain following a bodybuilding show. According to reports, he suffered a tear in his intestines, which required immediate surgery, medically induced coma, and weeks in the ICU, but he has now been released and is at home. So,
oh, is that all?
If I remember right, this is the guy that got fired for making the Kobe Bryant joke on Raw. That his tag team went through another team quicker than Kobe did to a hotel worker in Colorado or something like that. Yeah. And that got him fired. So, I mean, he wasn't wrong, but. Knox Pro Wrestling. This has to do with the Raja Jackson Psycho Stew incident. They have removed the WWE ID branding from their social media. WWE has cut ties with the promotion, at least publicly. This is the Raja Jackson, and what was either supposed to be a storyline or not, jumped in. And this is Rampage Jackson's son. He's an MMA fighter.
Right.
Literally, he double-legged and slammed down Psycho Stew and just started wailing on him legit. MMA ground and pound punches. Stu was, you know, this was attempted murder is what it was. I haven't heard charges yet. A lot of people have, well, this is racist because he's black and the other's white. Listen, you have a low IQ MMA fighter, probably with brain damage, who didn't know the difference between a work and a shoot, who was egged on by another asshole to get in there and get a receipt from something that happened earlier in the day that was supposed to be a storyline, set up a match, and he flipped out because he's low IQ. So, there you go.
Hey, that's exactly what I say.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Somebody didn't smarten him up. Be like, hey, this is just a work. He's going to do something. You're going to get your revenge, but it's going to be, you know, everybody's taken care of. No, you went in there like it was an MMA fight and you tried to kill the guy.
Shit.
Yeah.
He disrespected me, man.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that to the black guy.
Shit.
True, watermelon, I mean, shit. Yeah, okay. WWE Hall of Famer Darren Dallas Page was recently hospitalized after experiencing an episode of AFib, arterial fibrillation. I can't words right. But he posted a video of him doing stretches a half hour after he got a procedure done, cardioversion to restore his heart's rhythm. He also said he pushed himself too hard, wasn't wearing his heart monitor. It was his second incident with AFib in the last 3 years, and that he is announced that he's scheduled for cardiac ablation next month, so to get hopefully taken care of fully. So, seemingly one of the few legit good guys in wrestling is Paige. So,
right.
Next thing I hear, TNA Wrestling released a new shirt with 100% of the proceeds going to the Annunciation Catholic School in the wake of the shooting. We'll talk about that later, but I believe it's still on their website, TNA Wrestling, so if you want to do that. John Cena's final match is set for Saturday night's main event, December 13th, Capital One Arena in D.C., so I honestly don't care, so there you go.
You don't?
No. Nothing about the Cena farewell tour has grabbed my attention. You botched a heel turn that you never should have done. Then you had to turn him back because nobody was buying it. And now he's just going through doing everybody else's moves and matches. Okay. This is one of the worst send-offs I've ever seen in wrestling. So, Matt Riddle has been pulled from an upcoming convention appearance due to comments he made this week about the Me Too movement, and there was a whole he no-showed a charity event in the UK and never returned the deposit, and Matt Riddle being Matt Riddle, so there you go.
What did he say about Me Too?
The people, well, he said that a lot of people were believing anything that was written and that a lot of it was bullshit, which it was, but with everything else that he's got going on, they just kind of lumped him and said, no, we don't want you at this fucking convention because you're too much of a headache right now. So,
yeah, but he ain't wrong.
No, there was a lot of people falsely accused in that. So if you look at it just on that, he's right on that. But with everything else, he's just a scummy guy. So that's why he's on somebody's Deadpool list this year, by the way. So,
oh, okay.
Last thing for wrestling, there was a GoFundMe launch this week for Jaka, Johnny Mangway, currently in ICU following a heart attack. He's been on multiple shows on the network way back. I think, what Tony say, episode 13? So, which yeah. probably can't be aired due to content, but that's another story. Good times. Yeah, right. But yeah, if you want to donate to Jaka, there's a GoFundMe. A lot of people have been donating. So, all right. That's it for wrestling news. Vince, the world of video games.
Oh, Valve introduces age verification for UK Steam users.
Hey, UK, and you're no freedom having ass.
Hey, this brown guy just cut me up with a fucking machete.
But hey.
You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Have fun, Habib. Left 4 Dead creator teasing new 4-player co-op shooter. Because that's what we need.
Right.
Because the last one didn't do very well. The next-gen Xbox could cost more than the PlayStation 6. If that's the case, just buy you a fucking new computer.
Yeah.
Just play on your PC.
At that point, Yeah,
that's nuts. Battlefield 6 drops ray tracing to prioritize performance at launch.
So they got rid of it.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably bring it back.
I know Minecraft introduced ray tracing lately.
Oh, about that. I bet that bitch just bogs down, doesn't it?
That and the water's now clear and you can't see what's water and what's not water and you're falling and you die and you cuss them and Mojang laughs at you in Japan and it's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't play anymore. Cyberpunk 2077 team is seeking brave netrunners for something on the 4th of September, but won't say what that is. It was the other day. I need to play that.
You haven't played for a while, have you?
I've never played that game. I need to buy it.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I got it when it launched for Christmas, and it was buggy as fuck, so we took it back.
Ah. Because they launched it way too soon.
Yeah. It was just broken. And now that they fixed it, it's amazing. So
right.
Helldivers 2 Studio CEO says the vast majority of people silently play the shooter, which means the devs can't just look at Reddit and what streamers are saying for feedback. This is a challenge for all games. Admittedly, we screw up all the time, says Shams Georgiani.
Yeah, there's people that just play games that not online bitching.
But there's a ton of people playing that game.
Right.
I mean, I know... Tony had said something about on Facebook, there's a Helldivers 2 page, and they're like, oh, this game sucks. It's like 300 Xbox people bitching about it. I'm like, clearly, it's not really meant for you.
Right.
Because it's a fun game.
Yeah.
I know a guy on Xbox who just bought it. He's like, yeah, I've been waiting for this forever. I'm going to play it. And he did, and everybody's happy now.
And then another game does a ripoff of it, and the pod knocks you off the freaking cliff. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and then I have to go down and fucking revive your ass.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter. It's fine.
It's fine. We won.
Part of the fucking game. Yeah, we won. It's fine.
It all worked out.
Game Pass users played Indiana Jones and the Great Circle differently. I don't know what that means. They just downloaded the fucking...
I don't know. I know it's on there.
Marvel Rivals Season 4's Daredevil.
Yep, they're Daredevil and Angela are your new characters.
The Daredevil play is a little off.
From what I saw a streamer using, like a real small clip, and it looked a little off, but I couldn't tell if it was like an aiming issue or if it was just what. So I'm sure that bug will be worked out. They showed the Battle Pass skins for this upcoming season, and they look okay, but a couple of them are free, so... I don't know. I'm debating the battle pass on that, so probably not going to get it.
I don't know. I'm not, I don't
they
know.
Are buffing Adam Warlock. They did say that, so because a lot of people have complained.
Yeah, you got to
buff his damage, buff his healing. So
yeah, you can't do anything with him.
Yeah,
that's why I quit playing. I'm the first time I ever played. He's like, we need a healer. I'm like, okay, who does it? This guy. And I've played Adam Warlock ever fucking since. That's my guy. Because everybody needs the fucking healer. So that's... Yep. I don't know. Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight Silksong?
Yes, is now on Game Pass.
It's such a big deal that it broke Steam, Nintendo, and PlayStation.
I saw that, yes.
Everybody downloaded it. They've waited like 6 years, I think.
It's a long time for the new Hollow Knight.
And everybody and their fucking dog
crashed.
So let's see. Well, Silksong breaks 535,000 concurrent players on Steam.
Yeah. That's God massive.
Damn.
Those are Fortnite numbers, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Metal Gear Solid. Delta Snake Eater surpasses 1 million in sales. Speaking of everybody and their fucking dog getting that.
Yep.
Nintendo ends repair support for new 2DS XL, meaning all 3DS models are now no longer supported.
I don't know why they would do that.
They're dumb. New demo for Sword Hero. Have you seen this game?
No.
It looks like a goddamn PS2 game. PS1 game.
Really?
Yeah.
Now we're talking. That's my era.
That's my shit right there. Let's see. Despite only releasing in June, Stellar Blade has more mod downloads than almost every other game from this year.
That sounds about right.
And the last thing I have, because this is 2 weeks of video games, Beavis and Butthead are now skins.
Yes, they are.
In Fortnite. And I just can't bring myself to spending $23 on...
the bundle.
God damn it. It is so good, though. Fucking Beavis. I am the great Cornholio!
Yeah, the emote is...
He says it!
Yeah, he says it and does the thing, and... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does the whole thing, so...
It's amazing.
Frog baseball bats, a pickaxe.
Yeah.
So it is on there if you want. But.
Again, I say the target demographic for Fortnite now is
40-year-old male.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Men in their 40s and 50s.
Plus, we did learn this week, speaking of Fortnite, that the Scooby Gang coming for Fort Nightmares, we are getting the Mystery Machine as a car skin. So that goes along with the Turtle Van, Kit, the whole thing. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Men in their 40s.
Yep. Our target audience.
So. Yeah.
Angry white men in their 40s.
Don't pull my...
Or 50s if you run the network.
Don't listen to our fucking chats.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Please, no. No, don't report us. So.
You know why the network doesn't have a streaming game thing?
Yes, I do.
Because we had talked about it. There was discussion on
there was
having
a lot
network.
Of discussion.
It was going to be full blown. Like, we were going to have a streaming channel. The network was going to have its own. It was going to be Shining Wizards Video Gaming Network.
Yes.
And I had a guy who was going to come in. And he's going to be part of the network. And
yep.
We were, and the people from the Shining Wizards were going to
play
games
yeah.
and stream. And we're going to try to get the broadcast guys to play.
Yeah.
But Australia is harder than fuck to get a hold of.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, time and whatnot.
That's why they're a penal colony.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just couldn't do it because of the shit we say.
Content. Yeah, it would just be a lot of beeping sounds. Stupid. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It sounded like a fucking smoke alarm detector going off.
The African hallway bird. Yes. All right.
Hits the point, Justin.
I said it delicately, thank you.
Okay.
Let's get to some music news this week. Sting! Not the wrestler Sting, sadly. Singer Sting has been sued by his bandmates and the police over songwriting royalties for Every Breath You Take. They're saying they were never credited and have never received a dime for the song, that he has taken everything.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. So let's see. Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers said they never received songwriting credits to the 1983 single. The pair also alleged they have never been paid for their writing contributions. Sting appears as a defendant under his real name, Gordon Sumner. So
David Sumner, isn't it?
Gordon Matthew. So yeah, I mean that's a large chunk of money, because remember, Sting gets $1,000 a day just from Diddy, like for the rest of his life type of thing. I mean, you're talking a lot of money is up for grabs with this one song. So
if you can't live off $1,000 a day,
then I will play a Sarah McLachlan sad song behind you. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's really it for music news. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 bands with a color in their name.
Ah! insane. I feel in my heart that if I had a gun, I'd kill in my heart. I wanna kill some. I feel in my heart the end will come. Come on.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yay.
Yay. Let's go. All right. Time for our top 10 list this week. Bands with a color in their name. Wow, there was a lot to go through.
Yeah.
All right. Venture number 10.
Black Flag.
There you go.
Hey. I had to play it.
Yeah. My number 10, this is where I got Deep Purple. Oh.
Very nice.
Didn't play Perfect Strangers, though. All right, number 9.
King Crimson.
Oh, that's a good pick. Damn.
Yeah.
I got Goldfinger.
That's good shit.
All right. Your number 8.
Moody Blues.
Oh, great pick.
Damn. We're not gonna have a lot of crossover, are we?
We might later. My next one is a mix of a lot of colors, you could say. Rainbow.
Oh, nice.
So
very nice.
All right, number 7.
Yellow Card.
Ah, I got Pink Floyd.
Woo.
Number 6.
White Town.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah. Number the 5th.
Black Label Society.
Also my number 5, yes. We ain't going to have no crossover. Exact same number 5, yes. Right. Good old Zach. All right, number 4.
Dur and Gray.
Oh, that, wow. You kind of went deep with that one.
I went deep with that one.
I'm going to go a little opposite and go Whitesnake.
Oh, here we go again.
Yes.
Tony Katane. She fucking, how did she die before he did?
That's a good question. Well, I'm going to guess it's the drugs and alcohol, but you know, like you do.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3.
Black Sabbath.
Blue Man Group.
Ooh. Look at you.
Yeah. Number 2.
Green River.
Ooh. White Zombie. Number 1.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness. Yeah.
All right, let's get to some listener picks. Roboto. Or no, hold on. I'm going to start with Chris's, which was NWA.
Oh.
that joke writes itself. So.
That's good shit. I don't like that. That's good.
All right.
Good job, bud.
Roboto came in with Pink Floyd, Deep Purple, Blue Oyster Cult, Red Rider, White Snake, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That's a good pick. Yeah. Matt came in with Black Sabbath, Black Crows, Deep Purple, White Snake, Black Label, Black Flag, Jackson Brown, Green Day, James Brown, and Orange Goblin. No love for the country, dude. But all right. So. Kathy came in with Yellow Card, Deep Purple, Green Day, Chili Peppers, Blue Oyster Cult, Living Color. I'll take it. Simply Red, Blues Traveler, Maroon 5, Plain White Tees, Indigo Girls, and Pink.
Somebody had to do Indigo Girls.
Yeah, you know. And Allie finishes off here with Pink Floyd, Blues Traveler, Black Crows, Black Sabbath, Pearl Jam, Silverchair, Clint Black, Black Hawk, White Lion, White Zombie. So there you go.
White Lion. Holy shit. A
lot of 80s. So. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener picks. No listener questions this week, so it's that time, Vince. Clowns in the big chair. Did you see these stories from Clown World? So, it's always the fun part of the show.
Is it?
Where it all goes south and we get angry. So, We're starting off with yesterday Trump renamed the Department of Defense to the Department of War, because
why not?
Sure, why not? But who cares anymore? A 17-year-old girl was stabbed to death while calling the cops to report being followed on her bike ride home in Holland. Cops later arrested a quote-unquote asylum seeker who had just days earlier raped another woman. So that's Holland. So that's the Dutch. Yeah.
Crazy Dutch bastards.
But now we get to go to Scotland. This story.
This fucking story right here.
An axe-wielding schoolgirl from Dundee who was defending another young girl from a migrant, let's say, an illegal, has become a social media hero. The girl, age 14, has been charged with possession of a bladed weapon after police were called to the scene in Lockie District last weekend. Video widely circulated. I'm sure everybody's seen it. The girl brandishing an axe and a machete. She shouts at somebody off camera. They're fucking battering kids. You're fucking kid bashers. Footage was taken last Sunday afternoon. Shows two girls on a grass verge by a road. Man's voice is heard saying, "Show the knife, show the knife." Second girl screams, "Get the fuck away from her," before another one holds up the two weapons. "Don't fucking punch my little sister. She's 12. The original report said it's not entirely clear what happened during the incident, but Scottish police understood to be aware of the claims surrounding the motive for her behavior. She has been charged under Scottish law but cannot be identified. Later, it's come out that illegals were arrested for assaulting the two children, the 14-year-old and the 12-year-old. But charges are still pending against the 14-year-old that had the axe and machete.
Right. See, it came out that she was in a gang.
Right.
And the context was off. But it turns out again that that was bullshit. And
yep.
Where we are.
Yeah. They were trying to beat up two kids, a couple of these Browns, and yeah, and she's like, "Try it, I'm gonna fucking axe you in the head."
Yeah.
"Leave my 12-year-old sister alone." Here's I have many questions that will go unanswered about this. Where's the men?
Yeah, that's
that,
yeah.
Answer that question and you'll fix your problem.
Y'all are going to jail. You need to get that in your head right fucking now.
Yeah.
Some of you are going down.
And go with a smile.
Yeah. That's you're going to have to fucking step it up.
Yeah.
It's all it is to it, man.
The Irish are making you look bad. Vince got that. All right, cool.
Look, no more brother wars. How about that? Everybody start working together.
World war would not be with each other.
Right.
So
for the first time in history, man, fucking pull your shit together.
Yeah.
Fucking even the Americans, there's some over here saying, call.
Yeah, just call.
Call us.
Yep.
We're itching.
Yeah. The bad...
some of us are itching.
And to be, like, terribly honest, it's going to go real bad. I mean, it's going to come to a very bad boiling point. I hope everyone is ready.
You remember in it was 2020, they had the BLM riots.
Yes.
And they walked through that little town in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And
they kept going.
Every one of those motherfuckers in that town was armed.
Yep.
ARs.
Standing on the side.
Standing on the side. They said, "The most racist, blah, 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 blah." Didn't say a word. Had a fucking gun in their hand.
And they kept walking. They didn't do shit.
That's what you're the small towns.
Yeah.
Out here, wink. Speaking as a Hoosier, that shit ain't gonna fucking fly.
It might fly in the big city.
But it ain't flying out here.
No. In the rest of the areas, no. Even the suburbs, I will say, are starting to wake up. It's not just your rural good old boy areas. It's the suburbs are now going, "You know what? We've had enough."
Yeah.
And people are whether you're law enforcement or not, you better be picking a side.
Yeah.
So
you better fucking pray to whatever god you fucking get good with them.
Hopefully the right one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's.
You know. All right. Now, speaking of, let's go to this fucking Minnesota shooting. This fucking troon. Yeah, that's how I'm starting it.
This 42 percenter.
Yeah.
Fuck.
End of a rope. The shooter attacked the Annunciation Catholic School and Church just after 8:30 a.m. Kids and teachers were first mass of the year at school.
Kids.
Yeah. But at least two dead that I saw. You notice this story quickly went away.
Yes, it did.
Quickly went away. Even though this thing had I Hate Israel and all these anti-Israeli slogans written on their guns and stuff, right? But in order to get to the Catholic school, right, the thing had to drive past a synagogue, a Jewish school, Jewish politicians' homes, but yet you stop at the Catholic school to shoot kids during morning mass.
Well, it would have been a hate crime if it would have fucking went to the Jesus.
Well, it's also come out that the thing apparently said in its writings or whatever that it hated being trans, that it was brainwashed. The mother, at last report that I saw, has hired a defense attorney and is not cooperating with police. Now, remember, we had the Nashville shooting down here, right? That was another troon that shot up a Christian school. 2 weeks after that, the head of Minnesota's Catholic schools begged Governor Tim Walz, remember, Kamala's running mate, hey, we need, our schools are under attack, we need increase in security and stuff. Walz did nothing, but a month later signed a bill that made Minnesota a trans refuge.
Yeah.
And now they're going, well, the same mayor of Minneapolis that was kneeling at George Floyd's fucking golden cough casket,
oh, the now, Jew?
Yeah, the Jew.
Yeah.
Is now like, well, we got to get rid of guns. And mine are fucking faulty because they never shot anybody. So, I mean, it's not the weapon, it's the person. The weapon, the gun is a tool. They could have went in there. You see them all the time overseas. The stabbing at a school. What was the one in China where they killed like 30 kids?
Yeah.
That was a knife attack, like a knife and machete.
Yeah.
So it's not the tool, it's the fucking evil person. And everybody's like, well, school incidents, this, it's modern, it's all the AR. The deadliest school shooting in history, in the United States history, okay, happened in the 1920s in North Carolina. It was done with a hunting rifle and dynamite. So it's not the tool, it's the evil. All this is, and I believe we're getting to a real big head that's coming. You're either good, on the good side or you're on the evil side. You better pick and you better get ready. So, yeah. And then I think the troon, what, killed itself or cops got it? Yeah.
No,
so,
it killed itself.
Yeah. It went percentages. So.
Bye.
Yeah.
You stupid piece of shit.
And the mother that probably brainwashed it needs to
watch it.
Have a stern watch talking to.
Watch it.
Because I about said it. So
the stupid cunt hired a lawyer.
Yep.
Watch it.
And the dad used to work, get this, for a company that contracted with the CIA.
Bullshit.
I haven't seen anything of their questioning the dad.
What the hell? They probably had a party for him. Good job.
Right?
Thanks for the falsy.
This sounds like a divorced parents, mother brainwashed a kid incident. Allegedly. I don't know. Throw that in there.
It's dead now. Fuck him.
Yeah. So are the two kids it killed. So. All right. Moving on before I really go off on these things. Conor McGregor Speaking of Ireland, he has secured the required number of parliament votes, and he is running to be Ireland's next president.
God love
it. It is official. I hope the Irish, if you're listening, vote Connor in. Fuck it.
I hope they don't. I hope he doesn't get the AFD treatment, though.
Right. Hey, you got to kiss the wall.
How many is that? 7 now?
Yes. The ADF were. No, it's 13.
AFD?
Yeah, AFD in Germany, where their elections are coming up next week, and 13 members of the political party that are running for in their election have mysteriously died in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, maybe Germany needs a good old little civil war, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of things, I think it's all coming to a head in multiple places. So, yeah, and all the cops are saying, nothing suspicious.
Nothing. I see nothing.
I see nothing. Fucking old Lynn Schultz on everybody. Yeah. All right. There have been a lot of swattings on college campuses lately. You know, hey, I saw somebody with a gun. University of, what was it? Florida State, I think, was one recently, last few weeks. Well, a self-proclaimed leader of an online group that is linked to violent extremist network The Calm told Wired magazine he is responsible for the flurry of hoax active shooter alerts at colleges across the U.S. in recent weeks. Known online as Gores, person says he co-leads a group called Purgatory, which is offering its followers a menu of services, including hoax threats against schools known as swatting for $20. While fake threats against hospitals, businesses, and airports can cost up to $50. The group also offers slashings and brickings for as little as $10. They use a Telegram channel. The group has been linked to 764, a nihilistic subgroup of the Calm that conducts targeted campaigns against children using extortion, doxing, swatting, and harassment. Members of that have been accused of everything from robbery to sexual abuse of minors, kidnapping, and murder. So, like I said, it's good versus evil now. That's what this is. They're going after your kids, whether it's college campuses or fucking elementary schools.
So this guy, they didn't like have the FBI sitting there waiting for him.
Right, exactly.
They just wanted the story.
They just wanted the story. Yep, I'm sure they didn't turn any information over because that would be helping the cops fuck them pigs, right? Yeah. Oh, you're going to get kids killed? You're withholding information? Cool. You have a house, too. All right, moving on here. Trump revoked Secret Service protection for Kamala, but that headline is misleading because vice presidents typically receive only a 6-month security detail from Secret Service after they leave office, but Biden changed it to a year. And Trump just rescinded that order back to its original 6 months. So it's like, well, Trump canceled our secret. No, he just got rid of one of Biden's executive orders. So,
okay, good. He got rid of it. What the fuck do you need it for?
Right. Well, the Secret Service is going to watch her drink a whole fucking case of bottom box wine, or what's going on here? Cracker Barrel announced they're going back and staying with the old logo. Pressure worked. There you go. Vince, you know InfoWars, right?
I do.
They had a person on there. I use had as past tense. Owen Schroyer announced Monday he is leaving the company due to tension with Alex Jones. Jones believes Schroyer, was too anti-Trump. According to Schroyer, I have nothing but respect and appreciation for Alex and everything we've done at InfoWars. I'm not sure that it was mutual, but it doesn't really matter. Prior to his decision to leave, he said that Alex had been coming into my show and talking about how negative and calling me a pessimist and all this other stuff, which is fine. He says I'm too negative. He says I'm a pessimist, whatever. I'm too anti-Trump. He decided to take time off thinking maybe he's right, but the issues persisted after he returned. It's not to say I didn't have creative control over the InfoWars War Room show, but I mean, imagine it's like somebody staring over your back 24/7. So every single day that I came back, it was either a guest I was told I had on at the last minute, or it was him coming into the studio. He wants me to cover this, wants me to cover that. Well, Thursday, the frustrations came to a head. Schroyer said he was prepared He prepared a three-hour show he had thought would host where a babysitter wouldn't be looking over my shoulder. I was wrong. It happened, and I just said, I'm out. On air, Jones attributed Schroyer's absence to a family emergency, but Schroyer said there was no family emergency. I walked off the show. I left. So, there you go.
Fucking nut.
Yeah, you can do your own show, but I'm going to watch every little thing you do, and if you don't like it, I'm going to... Yeah, okay. We get it.
Yeah, why? Why?
Yeah. This next Democrat... this is for people that... People like this think that the government is your end-all be-all. Democrat Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia, in a hearing on Wednesday, told the room, your rights don't come from, see, the notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but comes from a creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our government is extremely troubling and wrong.
What does that even mean?
The government is God. That's what he believes. Because remember, Jefferson in the fucking thingy, endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights. Life, right. Liberty, right. No, that's not right. The government gives you the rights, not your creator. Like Jefferson fucking said it the thing, you fucking retard. But, yeah. Democrats want you to worship the government, not God. Yeah. And said it out loud in a congressional thing, so... Not even hiding it now.
It's awesome.
Yeah. We have an update here to the FBI investigation into John Bolton. Apparently the investigation is about whether or not he illegally gathered, transmitted, or lost defense information or engaged in unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material. This all pertains to his book that he wrote. So, yeah. You're pretty much fucked, kid. So,
fucking dumbass.
You remember, probably about a month ago, we did a show about tips from martial law.
Yeah,
and we told you that that shit would not stop in DC. Which, by the way, the DC thing has been extended through November now.
Then when there a judge, when a federal judge came out and said you can't do that.
That was the federal judge came out and said that sending troops into Los Angeles was illegal. Yeah. After, you know, months after that already happened. But hey, Chicago, you're next, as military has now stationed outside of Chicago or possibly inside Chicago. Advanced military teams have reportedly already arrived. Trump has also mentioned Baltimore, Portland, and New Orleans.
All with possible. the highest density of blacks.
Yep. The Chicago Mayor Johnson verbally encouraged Chicagoans to, quote, defend this land, end quote, against Trump if he sends National Guard troops to secure the city. Trump can't send army legally into a city unless he invokes the Insurrection Act. Having the mayor say this gives Trump pretty much the authority to do so. Now, he can send it in under the guise of we're helping ICE, but as right. far as the rest of it, he would aid the Insurrection Act, which the mayor just pretty much handed him on silver platter.
That's fucked up.
This is, man, we told you that this is coming. And we told you things you need to do to get ready. So I hope you listened. So, but hey, Vince, let's go to Canada.
No.
Let's go to Ontario specifically. Police chief was told residents, quote, if you ever find yourself the victim of a home invasion, the best defense is to comply. End quote. Best defense is a 12-gauge sitting about 6 feet from my hand right now.
Shoot, shovel, shut and up.
Shut the milk up. Yep.
That's how you get that. Yeah, that's how you do that.
Yeah. But let's stay in Canada for our next story here. Nova Scotia. You remember where they said it was illegal to go out in your own woods and all that?
Yeah.
The government of Nova Scotia has now banned freedom of information inquiries. Because they had like FOIA, their version.
They've yeah. got to have, something's got to be going on up there.
Yep. Sure does. And now you can't even ask questions. And if, hey, somebody breaks into your house, you should probably just comply. Because, you know, that's the best defense. Something, look, listen, all these are little steps. Something big's happening. I don't know what exactly, but it ain't good. Let's take the next trip to Australia. Australian government is considering taxing people for unused bedrooms in their own homes to, quote, free up supply.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No one's voting their way out of any of this.
No, so you know that's that, right? What a lot of people need to understand. There is no political solution. You know, whether you're left wing or you're right wing, you're still the same wing of the same fucking bird. And it's time to, I think we're getting really close to duck hunting season. You understand what I'm saying here?
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Duck season, fire!
But that's coming. We're just trying to joke because if you look at the real, you know, if you just look at this, you're like, oh, fuck, this, it's really bad. So, yeah. Vince, do you remember Ryan Routh?
No.
This is the guy that shot at Trump on the golf course.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You know, the Ukrainian, the guy that was in Ukrainian propaganda, had all these things, these like terabytes and terabytes and laptops of data, but was allegedly homeless. Well, he has released via his defense team a public challenge to a duel against President Trump in a round of 18 golf. His terms are that if he loses, he gets instantly executed. But if he wins, he becomes the president. Ah, insanity. How do you try to go for an insanity defense? Oh, challenge a president to a duel and a golf.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
He's going to be on psychotropic drugs for the rest of his life.
You mean already is? I mean, sorry. Let's talk about Trump. He says it is insulting to say 600,000 Chinese students shouldn't come to America, and that if we kick them out, our university system would, quote, go to hell.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not seeing a problem. Don't let the chinks in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, our universities are going to, okay. There ain't nothing good coming out of them.
Great.
Yeah. You don't have to sell me on this. All right. I'm already in. I'm invested.
Maybe education will be a little bit cheaper for, you know.
Right. Americans. Yeah. Vince, do you remember Shiloh Hendricks?
Yes.
This is the woman that called the black kid the N-word after the black kid was stealing shit from
guy.
Her.
Was it the guy or the kid?
The kid, I believe. Was stealing shit from her baby's bag.
Yeah.
She has now been charged with three counts of disorderly conduct by the Rochester City Attorney's Office after calling the kid the N-word for stealing shit from her child's diaper bag. Yeah, so now she's been charged because she called a name. Mm-hmm. Yay. Just... something's going to happen. You people better be fucking ready. I'm telling you. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro? Morado? How do you... Canyonero?
Yeah.
Canyonero. Yeah, this guy has announced a drive to mobilize 8 million citizens saying it is a nationwide effort to stand against rising pressure from the United States. The U.S. has deployed, last I saw it was a dozen, it's probably more than that, F-35 stealth jets to Puerto Rico. They're saying to combat Venezuelan drug cartels. There was the military did shoot and blow up a, what they called a drug trafficking ship. Am I correct?
Yes.
From Venezuela. Listen, what this all is about, at least in my opinion, remember they put a, DOJ put a bounty on Maduro's head, like $50 million bounty. They want regime, Trump wants regime change in Venezuela. Why? Venezuela has oil. There you go. There you go. That's what this is all about. You could say it's to fight the drugs. It's not. It's for BP and Shell. And BlackRock.
It's for the money.
It's the same as it was. You just don't get to do it in a desert. Yeah. So there you go. Vince, guess what the next thing that our government thinks that they need to investigate and crack down on?
What?
Wikipedia early life.
Too many people are making connections.
The U.S. House has launched an investigation into Wikimedia Foundation for, quote, advancing anti-Semitic and anti-Israel information in Wikipedia articles, end quote. So what's that mean? Too many people are connecting the dots through, oh, this person's really a Jew. Oh, this person's parents were Jewish and they're Jewish too, and they're doing all this horrible stuff, and now we're connecting the dots, and oh God, now the government's stepping in because we're connecting the dots against our greatest ally.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right? You're connecting the dots against our ally who has dirt on us.
Yes.
Please and who, stop.
And who spits on Christians.
Yeah. Fuck the Jews. I know I haven't said that in a couple weeks.
But... I know you. Now you feel right, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you probably will because there's a lot of that coming up here. Google and YouTube just signed a $45 million deal with Israel to run Hasbara ads, particularly related to Gaza. The contract with YouTube and Google's Display and Video 360 ad platform explicitly describes the ad campaign as Hasbara. Now, what is that, you ask? Hasbara is a Hebrew word meaning propaganda.
It's also tiring.
Yes. There was video, since we've been gone, talk to you last, of Israel bombing a West Bank hospital, right? And then the rescuers were in there, and journalists getting video of, you know, them bombing this hospital. And then Israel bombed it again, killing the rescuers and the journalists. It's all on camera. It was all caught. Live on TV.
Why is there so much anti-Semitism?
I
don't know.
Because people have their eyes open.
I don't know.
All right, let's get to the Epstein shit. Because this is interesting. There's quite a little thing here. Victims of Epstein are compiling a list of his known associates, claiming the U.S. government has not published everything it knows. Speaking at an event in Washington, D.C., the survivors called for the release of all Epstein files. Marina Lacerda, speaking publicly for the first time, says she worked for Epstein from age 14 to 17 until Epstein said that she was too old at 17. Annie Farmer, now 46, says she was taken to New Mexico at 16. Sister reported the abuse to authorities, but nothing was ever done. Jess Michaels, who said she was raped by Epstein in 91, says for years she thought she was the only one. The event was organized by U.S. lawmakers Thomas Massie of Kentucky and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who want more files released on Epstein. Massie has filed a discharge petition external to start the process. Such a petition would need 218 members of Congress to provide signatures to bring a bill before the House for a vote. Massie, along with Democrat Ro Khanna, want lawmakers to vote on legislation to compel the Justice Department to release all of the Epstein files. 33,000 were released on Tuesday, but those had already been in the public record. All 212 Democrats are expected to endorse the discharge position, but it still needs 6 Republicans to vote for it. Republican leaders have been discouraging members from signing it. The 4 Republicans, Massey, Green, Nancy Mace, and Lauren Boebert, have already done so. Massey posted on Twitter that the White House is threatening anyone who helps bring true transparency and justice to the survivors. Department of Justice Deputy Chief Joseph Schnitt was caught on hidden camera saying the government will redact every Republican from the Epstein files and leave only Democrats. He also revealed that Maxwell was transferred to a minimum security. Remember, they moved her to Texas, right?
Yeah.
That she was transferred to minimum security prison, quote, to keep her mouth shut. Massey says the White House says helping me secure a vote to release all the Epstein files is a hostile act. They're threatening anyone who helps bring true transparency. This is a tactic admission, and the Oversight Committee data release is woefully incomplete, as the files released this week were already in the public record. Trump came out and said it's time to end the Democratic Epstein hoax and give Republicans credit for the great, even legendary job they are doing. And then last night it was reported Speaker Johnson claimed in a recent CNN interview Trump acted as an FBI informant in the Epstein case. Mm-hmm. So if you're an informant, was it a hoax? And why don't you want all the people found out? And why are you saying that Massey doing this is, quote, a hostile act against the government?
Right.
Now you see why they're trying to primary Massey in Kentucky. By the way, it won't work. And trying to primary out Marjorie Taylor Greene. Did you go against the uniparty government?
Controlled by Israel, by the way.
Yes. Who Epstein was working for. They want you gone.
Right.
It doesn't matter Republican or Democrat anymore. Yeah. So they're really hard going after Massey, because Massey's like, fuck you, I'm rich, I don't give a shit. I was an inventor and sold my patents, and I'm a multimillionaire. You ain't got shit on me. But right. Hey, I want to help. I want this shit that you said you were going to release. That's what you ran on. Release all the files, and now you're hiding the shit because why? So, oh, Epstein was working for the Jews, and they caught you all? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last thing I got this week, Vince. It's being reported, and now they're trying to redact and say, no, this isn't true. That the Department of Justice is considering banning trans people from having guns.
Right. And then the NRA is freaking out. It's like, no. Everyone has them.
Well, this is how it starts. They get you to allow something for a group you don't like. And then once you accept that that's okay, then they'll turn it around and do it to you.
Right.
That's exactly, this is the first step. Well, we can't let, you know, troons have them. Okay, but then you're going to go, okay, well, we can't then have, you know, Democrats can't have them, or Republicans can't have them, or, you right. know, if you're under 6 foot, you can't have them.
Right.
Then it's, oh, well, nobody can have them.
Right.
Oh, except us that makes the rules. Then we're going to be protected by them. This is, you know, I've said it this week. Something big is getting ready to happen. I fear that there's going to be a big falsie. Just because there's so much going on that, hey, look, we got to go into Venezuela. They did something. Or, you know, something's going to happen, man. I think everybody has that feeling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. It's been like that for a while.
Yeah, though. But it just every couple weeks, it just seems like it's more like the volcano is building pressure.
I mean, even Trump is a fuck. Everyone thought, oh, well, hey, look at that. And then boom.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not releasing the files. It's a hoax.
After 6 months, he showed that his allegiance is Israel, not us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for sure. I mean, there for a minute, there was this hope like, oh, shit, he's going to fix things for us. Oh, look at this. We've saved all this money. We're giving it to Israel now.
Yeah.
What?
The tariffs are working. Israel gets more money.
Yeah.
Are you the president of the United States or are you president of Israel?
Yeah. What happened?
Why are we bombing their enemies that haven't done shit to us?
Why is my taxpayer dollars going over there to fund them?
When people here are struggling to eat?
Yeah. What? Yeah. There for a minute, there was this glimmer of hope. Like, holy shit, this is going to work.
And nope. Then people remembered that he kissed the wall.
Right, right. Nope.
Which, once they get you kissing the wall, you're roped in, you're done. So, remember, there's one person in Congress that AIPAC has given no money to and they absolutely hate.
Thomas Massie.
Thomas Massie. And who is Trump trying to get rid of?
Thomas Massie. Right.
And who's going to still get reelected even though Trump is against him? Thomas Massie.
Thomas Massie.
Because my congressmen don't give no shits. Yeah. So, yeah.
The good people of Kentucky are...
Yeah.
But the real two, fucking tired.
The two staunch like libertarians is Massie and Rand Paul. And, you know. But even the Republicans are starting to go... There's some fuckery afoot. We've been sold a bill of goods here that you lied, you reneged, you know.
Right.
That's what I'm, man.
I know.
I just hope the people are ready because I can't tell you what's going to happen because I don't know. But, man, you can feel something big is about to hit.
Right.
And it'll probably hit in a big city. So maybe that's
September.
Trump's moving troops in. Oh, that's right. We're 5 days away from Plane Go Boom Boom Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Plane Go Boom Boom Day.
So. Yeah. Happy Plane Go Boom Boom Day. Oh, this happened. Oh, my God.
How come Saudi passports don't burn up in a fire?
Yeah.
Thermite. Everybody get your thermite ready. The 11th's coming.
There was thermite in the buildings. And then it turns out there was thermite in the buildings.
In the buildings, yeah. Weird. Yeah,
that's odd.
Final thoughts, Vince?
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Just be careful. Something's going to happen. Hope everybody's safe, and hopefully we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.